This is the Avyakta same Murli, 15th October 2004. Just as father has respect for every child in his vision and attitude, he has regard in the same way. Let there be self-respect and respect for others in your vision and attitude. The thoughts that you have in your mind that this one should change, that he should not do this, this one is like this. This will not happen through teachings. It is by giving respects to others that they will begin to fulfill the thoughts that you have in your mind that one should change or do this or that. They will change through your attitude, not through your words. So what will you do? Self-respect and respect for others. You will remember both, will you not? Or you will just remember self-respect. To give respect means to receive respect. To give respect means to become worthy of respect. The sign of soul-conscious love is to transform the weaknesses of others with your good wishes and pure feelings. In the last message to Bab Dada said, at present, let your form be merciful. Even in the last birth, your non-living images are merciful. Have mercy on your devotees. Since the non-living images are so merciful, what would there be in the living form? The living form would be mine of mercy. Become a mine of mercy. Anyone who comes, give them mercy. This is the sign of love. So, this is in 2004, Baba is saying, ki what? You should have respect for everyone. In your vision and your attitude. Just as Bab Dada has respect for everyone, in the similar manner you should have respect for everybody. Remember two things. One is self-respect and another is giving respect to others. The one who gives respect to others receives respect in others. But the irony of the fact is that everybody wants to receive respect, but nobody wants to give respect. So, that's why Baba is saying, people are not going to change through your words. If you keep on teaching others, they are not going to change. They will change through your attitude, to your feeling. And there should be a feeling of mercy. There should be feeling of mercy whilst teaching others. If somebody is committing some blunder, some mistake, we are so eager to teach that person. And probably in that teaching we are satisfying our ego somewhere. And we are trying to show that we are superior to you. And we are trying to show that yes, you did not know how to do this, I will teach you how to do that. So there is a hidden incognito feeling of superiority somewhere. Whenever somebody commits some mistake, whenever somebody does some blunder. So Baba is saying teach them. But how to teach? Teach through your attitudes. Teach through the feeling of mercy. Give respect. Get situated in self-respect and give respect and then give teachings. These are the three steps Baba has told many Murlis. First, get situated in your self-respect. Second, give respect to that soul. Praise that soul. What are the specialities of that soul? If suppose somebody has committed some mistake, it's not that immediately we go and immediately correct him. He will never get corrected. Rather, he will feel that hurt more. He might change for a time being, but that feeling of hurt will stay with him. And he even might change, but he will not have that, he will not get rid of that negative attitude or feeling towards you. Though he may progress in life, but that negative thing will persist in his mind, will keep on lingering somewhere in the back of his mind. So, Baba is saying here, give respect. So the question is, how to give respect to others? How to give respect to others? It's a short question. By obeying, okay? Yeah, when we obey our seniors, we are giving respect to them, yes. Obedience. Then, how do we respect others? Suppose there is some junior, how do we respect him? He is Baba's child, okay. Then, something... Yeah, don't cut them short. If somebody is speaking, and if we cut them short, in fact, we are disrespecting that person, okay. Then, don't take them for granted. Don't take anybody for granted for that matter. If suppose somebody is doing us favor, and we think that this is his duty to do that, It's not like that. We have seen, we have two categories of patients with us. There are one category of patients who are full of gratitude. They write a letter, this was good, that was good, doctors were superb, this. So much gratitude. There are other group of patients. Right from the day one, their complaints start. The food is not good. Recently, there was a recent example with us. We went in P1 ward. And there was a lot of commotion going on there, lot of ruckus, and there was one relative, and she was shouting that food is absolutely bad. food, dal has got only water and no dal at all. She was so unhappy with everything. The food is not good. The services are not good because that bell was under repair when you press and the staff comes. So that was not good. So she was shouting about that. She was shouting about food. She was shouting about because patient had started with some new complaints after coming to the hospital. So she was so full of everything. There were complaints about everything. Okay. Then we went to another ward. There was another patient who had come for medical conference. And this patient was in charge of a big drug company, who was specially called for this company, but somehow the very day he came, he developed breathlessness and he was admitted in P2 ward. So now he was saying, everything is so superb, I have never experienced such a thing, such a food. Can I come, doctor, every year in this hospital to get admitted? Once, at least once I want to come. I want to come at least once. So food and services, and just now, in P1 ward, we had to face the music. So many things were going on, we had to explain. But still that girl was not listening. She said, my mother, this, that. And first day we settled her. And then we called, okay, let the dietitian come and meet her. Let this come, that come. Give her this, give her that, give her everything. But the next day again, new complaints. Third day again, something else. And then this person, right from the day one, full of gratitude. Right from the day one. He even went, he sent a big SMS from there, from Indore. He said a big SMS. So there are two type of people in this world. One, whatever you give them, they are happy. The others, whatever, no matter what you do, to please them, to make them unhappy, they are still unhappy. They are still full of complaints and grudge. And actually, if you see the psychology behind, in fact, they are not unhappy with the circumstances of people. They are unhappy within. It is their frustration which is coming out. So actually they are again not at fault. See, there are two types of people, when you go to any shop, for example, a cloth shop is there. So the customer, one is customer, another is seller. So there are two type of masters who sell. One is, if you go to any shop, the person will show you everything with so much interest. See this sari, that shirt. They are so interested. They will take out everything. They are not bothered. Again, they will have to make them correct. So they will show with a very broad heart. And sometimes there are some shopkeepers where you go, you ask them something, they said it is written in the catalog, see that. They are so unwilling to show you anything. They are not interested in showing. It is their shop. They are going to get benefited. But they are less willing to. Now they have done a research on this also. Why? Probably this man who is sitting in the shop, he wanted to marry somebody, but his father said, no, you will marry the girl whom I like, not you. That's why he was forced into that marriage. Then he wanted to become a singer, but his father said, no, who will look after this shop or this business? And he was made to sit here. So now this man, shopkeeper, when he thinks, I could not achieve what I liked, I will not allow you to get what you like when you come to my shop. So he is least interested in showing things to them. So these are the two types of shopkeepers. So in the similar manner, there are two types of people. One is full of gratitude, other is no gratitude. Baba is here talking about giving respect to everyone, thinking that each one is a soul, an embodied soul, who has come into this body, whether it is a Brahmin or not Brahmin, that is not the question. Yesterday night, I had a very strong, sudden thought, and I never had that thought ever before. I was thinking about all the Abu Niwasis. We have called them to all our programs. We have called them to bigger programs which we arrange in Om Shanti Bhavan or competitions, but have we given them spiritual sustenance in the form of spiritual knowledge? We are arranging conferences, seminars and everything, and we are calling people and they come here. But those who are staying here for long time, whom Baba mentioned in last Sunday's Murli and even in the 18th January 1969 message number 6, they would be left behind. Have we given them sustenance with spiritual knowledge. That is a different thing now. That we have been doing, I know, that is there. But my thing is, but still, that it does it mean that they should remain deprived of this spiritual knowledge? Yeah, recently only. Those who are nearer, they have gone far, and those who are far, they have come nearer. This is this Sunday only. Double four. Yeah. Right. So, I was thinking, we have called them for all these things, but is there any novel way or new way of giving this knowledge to them? Not that Brahma Kumaris, but maybe something like importance of discipline in life. Importance of discipline, importance of time, or some moral education. Those topics. I'm not talking directly to tell them about soul and supreme soul, which they are less interested. They do not know, but they don't want to know about that. But these people are very sensitive people. Can we give them spiritual sustenance through spiritual knowledge?
Schools they have done.
Schools we have, almost everywhere everything has been done. But I am talking in a very different sense, to teach them mass meditation. Just as they organize Shivir, like some yogis or some sadhus come here, some Mahatmas, polo ground. So they organize a big camp and there are lectures, morning and evening. 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. And they teach mass meditation to all of them. In the similar manner, some of us or anybody from so many speakers are there with us here in the Yajna. Can we arrange such a conference in polo ground or some other ground where there would be only spiritual this thing? No museum, nothing, not all those things. Knowledge and meditation in a wide scale and in a very different manner, indirect manner, not straight away soul and supreme soul and cycle, all those things. No, moral teachings, so that they should know that what it is in one way. So this is today's homework. Everybody should write down how to give respect to others, how to stay in self-respect, and what are the barriers in giving respect to others. Is it my own ego that is not ready to stoop down? So, be situated in self-respect, giving respect to others, having merciful attitude, and teaching not through words, but teaching through attitudes, feelings, emotions, mercy, compassion, all these things. Om Shanti.